Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
How's it going, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Another one of those chilly starts, smoking afternoons.
Oh, yeah.
55 degrees right now, going to be diddling 80 depending on where you are. Looks like it could be cloudy throughout the day, but I don't see any rain, which means it will absolutely rain, because every time I say that, it rains. But for the rest of the week through Sunday, going to be sunny the entire town, bouncing between high 70s and mid 60s for high.
It's been an awesome run.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, we're getting like actual fall this year, which is fun. Way to go, everybody. And that has led to people doing more stuff outside later.
Oh, okay.
And the city of Rochester has been doing a really good job of putting on free community events that actually have people excited to go to.
What's going on?
Well, this summer, they started doing what they called the Downtown Definitely events.
Definitely.
Definitely. Downtown Definitely.
So if I go downtown, what am I definitely going to do?
Well, they're scheduled events. For example, they did their midday bashes. That's the one with the food
trucks. Yeah.
They had what they called sunset sips.
Sunset sip?
Unwind with live music, delicious drinks, and laid-back vibes after work. So that was at Austin Stewart Plaza. I don't know where that is. The RPO came out.
Well, they found it.
They
had to drag all the tubas down.
Well, the RPO was a different thing. I guess that was down at Parcel 5. They had Movies with a View that was also down at Parcel 5. But yesterday was one of the big exciting events for women of a certain age in our area.
Oh, what was it?
Why are you laughing?
What was it?
You're the one that sent this to me, Kimmy. Because you're not the only woman.
Oh, which one?
You're not the only woman in this building that made an attempt. Well, you didn't want to go. Everyone else wanted in on this.
So it's a female event?
I'll let you decide. Goat yoga yesterday.
I love this one.
Between noon and 1 down in Austin, on the river.
You do the yoga.
Yeah.
They release the goats.
Well, they release the goats while you're doing
it.
I mean, the goats and yoga are happening simultaneously.
So they're walking around you, and they're just like sniffing your ass while you're working out?
I've never done it. I couldn't tell you.
Well, that and a couple of guys that went down to the yoga.
Dress as goats?
Whatever you're into, man.
No, but I don't get like... I find goats adorable, but like if you're working out, do you want some annoying animal on top of you?
I'm with you. Like I like both things. I don't know if I like the combo of the things.
I will say this. I've seen videos of this on Instagram and all the women doing it. It's always women. There's never guys doing goat yoga unless I'm wrong.
Well, there's
here.
Not a lot of guys that do yoga, period.
More men are doing yoga than you
and
think.
And it's gross and you should stop.
But even if you ever go to a yoga class, it's mostly women.
Is it because men are afraid to go to the yoga class?
I think you guys would like yoga if you just put that all your embarrassment aside.
Yeah, put on the tights and go.
Well, look, sidebar before we get back into the goat yoga conversation. We found out via the horse's mouth that Richie Incognito and Lorenzo Alexander, both former Bills, did yoga.
Wait, Incognito's in?
Yes.
I'm in.
But I'm saying, if you want to talk about...
Follow that guy. He's a trendsetter.
One guy you wouldn't expect to be in a yoga studio.
Hey, just here for yoga and bullying.
A lot of these guys that play professional sports do yoga.
Okay.
I guess it's harder than it looks. So my wife has used this to try and get me to go with her to yoga, and I'm...
What, goat yoga?
Yeah, I won't do it. No, to just straight up yoga.
Straight up yoga.
But I won't do it. But here's the thing.
Okay.
I think the goats would get me to yoga.
Oh.
Not the other way around.
Okay, but I think I focus on the goat.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
and then forget about the... I mean, just start petting the goat.
Yeah. It would take away from my workout. It's an experience more than it is a workout.
So you're anti-goat yoga.
I would do it once, but are there people that are doing it regularly?
Are there regular goat yoga classes?
Like, is this like, I don't know.
Like, is there like a farm or like someone that, like a gym that...
You rent them out, right?
Rent out a...
Well, I guess the farmer shows up at the goat, you pay him, and he releases his goats for a couple hours.
And like, dude, and like the goat yoga, because I've seen ones that are indoors. Those goats are going to dump and pee all over your studio, right? Yeah.
That's usually the rule of thumb.
How that goes?
Yeah.
Because that's not the only animal yoga I've seen.
Yeah, so they do a couple. Don't they do like puppies?
Puppy yoga, yep, I've seen. Yep. I've also seen calf yoga.
Cat yoga?
Calf, C-A-L-F.
Like baby cows?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're washed and blow-dried, so they're puffy.
Puffy cow?
They look like marshmallow cows.
All right, so like a little baby cow.
Yeah, and they're walking around doing their thing. But that one seems dangerous because I saw the cows like knocking some women over.
Yeah, I mean, and they also, like you say, man, these things are going to pee and worse.
These things are going to pee and worse.
Oh, you know it's coming.
Put that on a T-shirt. Sell it in the rock. Paul writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. My girlfriend did goat yoga this past week. Sent me a pic of the baby goat standing on her back. It looked weird to me, but she said she had fun.
Okay.
I mean, you got a goat feeling up your girlfriend, bro. What are you going to do about that? Huh?
She just got hooved.
Are they all baby goats? Because I've seen pictures of other ones where it looks like
full-on older
goats. And I'm just thinking, like, that doesn't seem like it'd be as fun. Like, that seems like it could hurt.
Well, they'd be heavier. And, you know, like, when things get older, they get a little bit more ornery.
Yeah, I know all about that.
They get a little snappy.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
What do you mean you know all about that?
I do.
What does that mean?
I've seen documentaries.
Oh.
And I work with a guy. You are the only woman in this building.
Yeah.
Because we have two other women around your age.
Yeah.
Probably actually much younger than you. Who work here. Who were both trying to get to goat yoga yesterday.
Really?
Downtown. Yes. Like they cleared their schedules to try to get to goat
yoga. Well, I'm also weird. I don't know if it's the goat yoga thing that I'm a little hesitant about. I'm also not big on like outdoor workout classes.
Okay, but this is like this is a bugaboo for you because of how it looks from the outside.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't really be able to like get it out of my head like that. There are people walking by staring at what's going on here.
Why? Who cares?
I don't know. Just makes me feel weird because I see it all the time. Like there are a lot of like gyms and stuff that'll do outdoor stuff. I think I'm kind of out on that. I'm antisocial when it comes to my workouts. Like I don't want to be around anybody. I don't like classes. I just want to.
I wasn't on all that.
Myself.
I mean, like if you're gonna take a run, I get it. You'd have to go outside, but like,
yeah,
like it's like when you see Italian guys with their weight bench out on their driveway.
What's wrong with that? You want fresh air?
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you want attention.
Okay, this comes up. On Sunday, my daughter has two hockey games out in Fairport, and I'm going to be in Fairport from like...
Yeah, what are you going to do?
From like 8 o'clock in the morning all the way until like...
Well, how are you going to get your workout in, man?
So there is a park across the street from the rink.
Yeah.
And my plan was, like, she's got to be there an hour before, so like drop her, go across the street, get my workout in.
What's your workout?
Well, just like...
Take a run?
Body weight. No, it's body weight stuff.
Are you bringing weights to the park?
No, I said body weight, and I will bring bar weight.
So you're going to take your kettlebell?
Not the kettlebells. No.
Are you bringing dumbbells?
Smaller weights for boxing.
Oh, my God.
Look, I got to get it done.
So you're going to, like, box outside by yourself?
Shadow boxing.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
So, like, with gloves?
Oh, no, not with gloves. It's not. No, weights? You don't got
it. Anybody ever called the cops on you?
No, I've done this in other cities and in
parts of the world. Like,
there's a man boxing an invisible person.
Yes. And that's somebody's dad. So that's your daughter has to know that her dad... You're going to be that weirdo dad that like brings weights to the park.
What other choice do I have?
Take a run.
No, I don't. It's just not
It's not run day.
It's not run day.
It's not run day. It's not run day.
What am I supposed to do? I'm going to throw off my whole thing. It's not run day.
You're turning into that guy.
So I've been that guy. Hashtag no days off. Hashtag stay ready. So
you know, you can
ready.
Take a day off.
I'm not taking a day off.
Is that good for your body?
Aren't
you supposed to rest your body?
Wednesday is my day off. Today is my peak day, and then I go back into it. You don't understand. Shut up.
No, because I'm not in the military.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not training for the Olympics.
Look, I'm not doing it for anybody but me. I would prefer to work out in my basement. This is all I have. What am I going to do? Shut up.
Do you see anybody else doing what you're doing?
Yeah, sometimes.
No, you don't.
Not like what I'm doing it, but other people. A lot of people work out outside.
Yeah, but it's outside workouts.
You
like I said, like running.
Yeah, like sprinting
and walking
up a hill
or hiking.
Cobbs Hill's got that outdoor workout equipment.
Cobbs Hill is weirdo park.
But
that is a workout area specifically designed for people who are working out.
Yeah. Everywhere you go is a workout area. For example, this goat yoga thing yesterday was just on the side of the river, and they made it a workout area. Outside is workout area anywhere. Shut up.
The workouts are getting out of control. Once they released it to the outside area, it's bad. Because now it's like, hey, let's go work out in a bar or in a swimming pool,
yeah,
and then we'll go get a drink.
Hey, raise your hand if you've done aerobics in a swimming pool.
No.
Raise your hand.
That was inside.
If you've done aerobics in a swimming pool.
Certified by the United States YMCA.
You did water aerobics with a bunch of 80-year-old women, you bitch-ass bitch.
So I miss those girls.
And all the goats drowned. 252 WCMF yesterday as part of their downtown definitely program. The city of Rochester did goat yoga from noon to one, middle of the day. And it looks like a bunch of people took the day off to go do goat yoga.
I'm sure it's a hit.
Baby goats jumping all over you while you're doing yoga. Lydia writes us.
Lydia.
Oh, have you seen Lydia? she says, Ladue Alpacas in Brockport does alpaca yoga. That one sounds scary.
Okay.
Those are big.
Yeah.
Do they spit? Or are those llamas?
I thought they spit too. I thought alpacas they spit, do spit too. Because I.
And what kind of weird fetish you when you want some spitting animal on you while you're working
That's
out.
That's why none of them can get married. Thank you.
Yes, they do spit.
Okay.
What is
As a primary
up for
way
that?
To communicate their emotions.
So wait, but here's the thing too. Alpacas are also tall. So if I'm like,
do you use some baby ones or like big ass ones?
Lydia, is it baby alpacas or tall alpacas? Because like if I'm doing yoga with a big ass alpaca, I'm not even getting my alpaca Jones.
It sounds like you would get bruised
by alpaca yoga.
Well, they step on you. What if they kick you or something?
That's what I'm worried about.
Or they get pissed off.
Yeah. Maybe you use the most calm alpacas.
How do you know that? Do you get in there with it?
Alpacas are used to people, I guess.
Yeah, the farmer would know what the most laid back alpacas.
Okay,
are, right.
But he's not doing yoga with them.
Well,
I hope.
No.
I don't want to see Farmer Chuck doing yoga with his alpacas.
It's possible it's a female-owned farm.
Okay. Now you're really stretching now, but you think there's some chick farm?
There are multiple female-owned farms in Rochester.
Why would that be weird?
Why is that strange?
Name one.
Ladue Alpacas.
Lydia Alpaca Farm?
Lydia, oh Lydia. Oh, have you seen Lydia?
Well, she ain't running Hot Rod Ranch.
And you know you got there. No. So actually, Lydia writes.
Lydia's on the sign.
Lydia writes. It's an alpaca with a huge ass bust sitting on the front of a hot rod. She says, baby and adults, they just roam in the field during yoga. So they do the exercise at the actual farm. Okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah. No? You guys are such buzzkills.
Well, you ain't doing it.
Well, I'm not a yoga guy.
I also don't want to get ticks. All these animals got fleas and ticks.
No, the alpacas don't have ticks.
Yes, they do.
Deers have ticks. There's no alpaca tick. There's a deer tick.
Everything's got ticks and flea. Well,
put that on a T-shirt, sell the rock shop. Everything's got ticks and flea. Now, multiple ticks, a single flea. Basis for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I don't know.
Got nothing. No, I mean, look, the bottom line is this.
What?
Right? You want to talk, you come on the show all the time. Everyone's fat.
They are.
Bros, you do that. If all this silly stuff gets people out active, what's the problem?
It only gets the skinnies out.
That's not true.
It don't get the chubbies out.
No, I would argue something that's like unique is going to get more people that normally don't go to workout classes to go to a workout class.
So you're just going to see fat women doing yoga.
I didn't say fat. I just said people that maybe don't normally have a regular workout routine. Like, this could be like something that like will just, like I said, I don't really love workout classes, but I would go to something like this. Why do you have to be fat?
No, I'm saying like out of shape, gabagool.
Okay, could be people
Kathy down there, you know, she's got all shaken. Smells like bacon.
I would guess that if you're out of shape.
She smells like bacon.
If you're out of shape, you're more self-conscious about going to those classes. But when there's distractions around, like goats or puppies or whatever, you're less self-conscious because everybody's paying attention to the animals.
Oh, okay. I would disagree with you. I would argue the classes, period, encourage more people that don't normally work out to do it. Like if you, the hardest thing ever when you're out of shape, is to walk into a gym and just figure it out by yourself.
Yeah, so I think you do it in your home.
No, because even there, you don't have the equipment, you're not sure
what you're doing.
You don't want to hurt yourself. The hardest thing to do without any experience is to walk into a gym because, one, you feel like you're embarrassing yourself. Two, you feel like everyone's watching you.
So what do you do?
Start.
If you go to a class, you have someone telling you what to do.
Like a yoga class.
Or, you know, a HIIT workout class or a weight class or whatever kind of class, boxing class.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
At least you're being told you do this. Everyone else is in the same boat as you.
Kind of.
No? You don't like
that? No, I think sometimes the classes can be intimidating too because you're going to get such a range of people, like people that go all the time and are really good at it. And if it's your first time starting out, you might feel like you can't keep up, which maybe would lead you to not going back because you feel like you're breathing on everybody.
Dealing with all the know-it-alls.
Jim has a great idea on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us.
Is this yoga, Jim?
Jim says alpaca boxing. Okay. Alpaca boxing class. Punch alpacas. He spit on me first.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the bad news.
What's the bad news?
If you are interested in city-run goat yoga, that was the last one.
That was the last run? Oh. Mm.
However, there is one more downtown definitely event. Exactly 10 days from now, Saturday, September 27th, from 11 to 2 down to Parcel 5, the City of Rochester Fall Fest featuring pumpkin decorating games, giant inflatables, and the City of Rochester. Is you ready for this?
Yeah, what you got?
You're going to love it. Little kids and big rigs.
Oh, they're going to bring trucks down?
Sounds like they're bringing trucks.
All right.
Nice.
Cute for the kids.
Tommy, goats no, trucks yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Exciting news for Rochester rock and roll fans.
Ooh, what's happening?
Our most famous local boy, Done Good,
yeah,
has something new for you.
Fantastic.
But it's not really new.
Is that like fresh and new?
It's not fresh, but it is new.
It's new.
I don't know why you get so upset about this, because no one's forcing anyone to buy it.
No, I may want to purchase it.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, right now, Foreigner can do no wrong.
Is this the new stuff?
Red light. What'd you say?
Is this the new stuff?
No, it's better than the new stuff, jackass. Foreigner had to wait 30 years to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And in the 18 months since they have been inducted, they have been nonstop.
Wow.
They are touring all over the world.
The world.
Lou Gramm is back performing live with the band. They are selling merchandise and records at paces they have not seen in decades.
Wow.
And it's good for them. They finally...
Man, they're cashing in.
Well, yeah, they get the respect that they deserve.
Yeah.
All right. No, see, you already said cash it in, so you're selling people's
money. No, it's good.
Foreigner made a big announcement yesterday.
What are they doing?
They are doing a reissue of their masterpiece, Foreigner 4.
So this is a remastered... album?
Yeah, so it'll be a remastered album, but that's not all you get.
They're not re-recording. They're just kind of, or are they re-recording?
No, they're not re-recording. Okay. It's a remaster of the initial album. So at baseline, you get a remaster of Foreigner 4, and it'll have all the best known songs from that album, Jukebox Hero, Waiting for a Girl Like You, Urgent, but that's not all.
Wait, there's more?
In a video posted on social media yesterday, Lou said the album will also contain 5 previously unreleased songs from back in the day, 14 early and alternative versions of various songs, 15 instrumentals, and 15 live performances taken from their 4 world tour that span 81 and 82. All in all, it is a 4-disc set. It doesn't say what it'll cost. But
so you had to buy this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think? What's that?
On DVD.
So it says it's Blu-ray/CD, so I don't know if there is video attached.
I don't even have a DVD player.
Maybe it's possible that it just plays
like
in
you
your
can buy
it. I don't know. But 4-disc does sound like it will be expensive.
Okay. Big box set.
It's what it is, yes.
So it's just old stuff they just...
See, immediately...
Well, that's what it is. Like,
I would think you would be all in on it.
Yeah, because you're old.
But it's just,
and ugly! And you're ugly!
But like the remastered, it's just just reissuing the same music. And then this is also music that they didn't think was good enough to release the first time. So now it's like, hey, we'll just put this out there.
Yeah, but every now and then you find a gem. Like,
well, they didn't
because,
when they
like,
made
they
it.
They didn't like it doesn't mean other people wouldn't enjoy it.
I get it. It's just like, here's some old stuff. Here's some stuff we didn't really think was any good the first time around.
Uh-huh.
And here's just us playing outside.
Well, do you, I mean,
doing goat yoga in between.
Goat
yoga!
Why are they British?
I don't know.
It's Lou.
Artists talk all the time about like how some of their biggest hits were the songs they hated, but somebody convinced them to make that the single.
Okay,
but that's different than never releasing it to begin with.
All right, so let's break this down. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because I see this and I see, ooh, this is an interesting piece of history that I would love to get a hold of.
You got to get it, man. You're a big Lou fan.
You see this as a cash grab.
Oh, it's totally a cash grab.
Okay.
It's just like, hey, man, what we got? What's left in the warehouse? It's a blowout sale.
All right. I am curious. Now, Kimmy, what you said is true. Like, there are artists that have their biggest hits on songs they didn't think that would be successful, but it happens when they're in the peak of their career.
Right, they're creating the music in the time. This has just been laying around.
What I am curious about,
yeah,
has there been an example of an artist putting out a song that, I mean, hits a tough thing to do because it's 30, 40 years later, a song that fans hear that was never released where you go, oh my God, that's amazing.
That's a hit.
Would have been a hit.
Yeah.
Had it been released in its time. Because I'll be honest with you, as much as I am interested in this Foreigner 4 reissue, I can't think of a single band who 20, 30, 40 years later put out unreleased music where I heard it and I was like,
you went crazy.
Whoa.
Like, but I know what you're saying, but at the same time, when those bands did release something that they hadn't released before, where were you hearing it?
Well, I mean, you would buy it.
There have been albums like this. Going out of their way to buy it or seek it out, right?
You're right, but there have been albums. I've bought stuff like this before,
okay,
of like reissues of like, okay, Michael Jackson put out an album that I got, right?
Yeah.
Of like, and the music was terrible. It was stuff that he never put out.
Right, and there's a reason why it didn't get released. And some of this stuff may be kind of dated.
Well, it would be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It may not even make sense to a younger generation, some of the references that are in that music.
Well, but counterpoint to that, Foreigner, right?
Good luck to the challenger. Hey, we're all going to pull for you. Even Lou. There goes the challenge. Oh, my God.
It's weird that it ended that way in 1981, 5 years before the challenger exploded.
Hey, Al Qaeda, I'm your friend.
Two 252-WCMF. Yes.
New code. So good.
The only show where the host laughs at his own jokes.
Yep.
The Break Room on CMF. 252-WCMF. Foreigner announces yesterday a video with Lou Gramm that they will be reissuing their masterpiece, Foreigner 4. You get the remaster down. By the way, if you're a huge audiophile nerd, it's in like a specific format where you're going to be able to hear everything that you didn't hear on the original album.
But you got to really be a nerd to even listen to this stuff.
On top of that, you get 5 previously unreleased songs, 14 early alternate versions of various songs, 15 instrumentals, 15 live performances taken from the 4 World Tour that was in 81 and 82. It's a 4-disc set. Don't know what it'll cost, but Tommy sees it and says, cash grab.
Yeah.
It's not a cash grab. They're not making fans buy this.
I mean, I understand, but most of this music, if you're a fan, you already have.
Not necessarily.
A remastered is nothing. It's just a reissue of that music.
I understand, but if I bought that record, if I bought it as a record and I wore it out, if I bought it as a cassette, the audio sounds terrible.
But you probably have it downloaded on your phone now,
again,
if you're a fan.
Okay, we're not going to have this argument again. What you have downloaded on your phone sounds nothing like...
Is that you got to get the purity of it, man.
If it matters...
so clear.
If it matters to you, the way that they wanted it to sound does not sound how it comes out of your phone.
God,
it's true. It's true.
And that is the most jive-ass crap.
No, it's a legitimate scientific fact.
Yeah, but I guess how deep of a fan do you have to be to appreciate
to pick
it?
Up that? But I can't hear crap anyway.
Like
neither can Lou.
The slight differences, you know what I mean?
If Lou's doing it, it's going to sound lousy.
All right, but if you're if you're someone who's going to spend this money on a four-disc reissue,
I would imagine that's the kind of person you're doing this
you're
for.
A deep nerd.
Right, let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
I don't even know why I'm asking you.
No, I'm going to be honest.
I already know the answer. All right. So I don't know what a CD costs now. Right?
Now?
Let's say it costs $30.
For one CD.
One CD. So it's a four-disc set with all kinds of special things, the reissue. It's probably going to be in a nice collector's box.
Yeah,
plus
you're
going to
get that new music that it was never released.
You got it. Let's say this costs $150.
Yeah.
Is that too much money for what they're offering in this set?
I mean, if you're a fan, no. Because I guess you could go get it autographed by him. If it's a box set, you can hold on to it.
Okay.
If you're a fan, that's pretty cool.
I love how you do the boomer thing, too. I got to hold on to it. It'd be worth money. Like like my Mickey Mantle baseball card. I put in my spokes when I was a baby. Baby Mickey Mantle spokes. You think it's too much money?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would never spend it.
I think Metallica, all you Metallica fans, correct me if I'm wrong. Like a year ago, they just put out a monster box set. I saw it at the Record Archive.
Oh, really?
And I think it was like $250.
Oh, yeah.
Good God.
But it was all like shiny and nice looking.
Well, yeah. That's what you do for idiots. Look, shiny stuff.
It's
buy
a
it.
A collector thing. Something you love.
Why would
something you like to hold and
I
have.
I don't get why you have. All right.
What?
Nothing. Kimmy, does this sell?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're somebody who's always, who grew up with the band, loves the band, and wants to hear that unreleased music, I think that would probably be the biggest draw for people.
I mean, on a grand scale. Could you do me a favor while you're thinking about this? Google what the initial sales numbers for Foreigner 4 was, because it was massive.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Well, yeah, because, people bought albums.
If I remember correctly, it was one of the highest selling rock albums of, like, that era.
Oh.
Remember we found this out, that we were stunned to be among the records of Foreigner sold worldwide?
But how big is their fan base now? How big a crowd do they draw on their own?
I don't
are they doing like these group shows?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, they've been in South America, and it sounds like they're huge in South America.
Oh, yeah.
So much so.
So it's coffee.
Yeah. Also one of the most popular things on the planet. Maybe the wrong reference to use.
And civil unrest is really big down there, too.
Also.
Hey, civil unrest,
also
baby.
Also sweeping the nation here.
Knocking them cars over, setting them fires.
They're so big in South America.
Yeah, how big are they?
That one of the current band members, he's been recording songs and performing songs in Spanish while they're in South America.
And he's been elected.
Kimmy, how many
El Presidente.
How many albums did they sell?
Over 7 million in the U.S. and over 11 million copies worldwide.
All right, so is that combined 11 million, or is that 11 million on top of 7 million?
I believe it's 11 million combined.
Total. All right, so if they sold 11 million versions or copies of Foreigner 4 the first time, how many copies do they sell of this reissue?
I mean, it's got to be smaller.
Give me a number.
I would say if you did five, that'd be pretty impressive.
Five copies?
No, 5 million
They're
global.
Not going to sell 5 million.
That's
way too high.
No. Man, reissue new music.
Put a percentage on it. Like, what do you think? Like
5%?
I was going to say 10, so sure.
Yeah. Somewhere between 5 and 10%, which I think is still pretty respectable.
It's all
right. Right? I mean, they were the height of popular music at the time. So for them to be able to have
But think of the age group of the people that grew up with that music. It's my age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm old. I ain't buying nothing.
But see, there are plenty of guys and gals listening to the show that will go buy it.
Well, do you think, though, it also could be a turnoff to people who love that music? So they want to... remember it as it was.
But this
you're gonna ruin it by, changing it or making any slight. They just want it to sit in the past the way they remember it.
What I am most interested in, in this, I mean, the five new songs, fine. I mean, I'll listen to them. I want to hear the 14 alternate versions, like what they thought the songs were gonna sound like before they became the final copy.
Oh.
That sounds interesting to me.
Okay.
No, nothing.
I mean, I'm not a fan. So
wow.
What? I mean, I'm not a fan. I'm not.
No, you just said not a fan. Hates Lou Gramm. That's what he just said. Tommy Mulay hates Lou Gramm.
I like Lou. I'm not really a fan. It's nice music, but I'm not going to go out of my way. What? I'm just being honest with you.
Just being honest with you, man. If Lou Gramm said, I hate Tommy Boulay in the break room.
And he has said that into a microphone.
Which is a valid thing to say. You would have been devastated. Oh, my God. How could you? I'm a British institution. You don't even speak Spanish. Take a break.
See?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
There was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you. Where if you wanted channels past 8, 10, and 13, you needed to call the cable company or get your ass a satellite dish.
Yeah.
Now those days are long gone.
Yeah.
And so, it seems, are folks using cable. Because a new study suggests it may just be a matter of time before the old way of watching TV goes away forever. And although it seems like it's a natural thing to happen,
yeah,
I think you can argue we need cable.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, right? It's just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, did you know?
What's that?
Right now, 83% of Americans subscribe to at least one streaming service.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
Yep, less than 1 in 5 Americans don't have it. And Netflix is by far the most popular. 3/4 of people who use streaming have Netflix. But those numbers, like you said, not all those, that's surprising. What may be surprising are the problems cable and satellite are currently having. Because according to the Pew Research Institute,
what are they saying?
Right now, only 36% of Americans currently subscribe to either cable or satellite services.
So let me ask you a question. Let's say you get all your stuff on YouTube.
Yep.
Do you get the local channels?
Yeah, YouTube TV, yes.
Yeah.
So I get 10, 13, and all that.
Those would be the local channels.
All right.
Yeah. They have that on Hulu, too, right? I can get the local channels on
Hulu. Yeah, if you have, like, whatever it's called, TV. Hulu Live or whatever it's called.
So, by the way, even more alarming, of the cable and satellite service customers, only 8% of Americans have it without any other streaming service. So
you just straight?
Straight cable or straight
with
satellite.
The old box?
Yeah, whatever it is used for cable.
Wow.
Just to put that into perspective,
yeah.
In the year 2000, about 80% of Americans paid for cable or satellite. So more than half of the people that had cable or satellite have cut the cord in the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Is that surprising to you?
Yeah, I mean, no, because your generation is different.
Okay. I
figured y'all got rid of it. So we still have Spectrum.
Okay.
But then we still stream everything on Spectrum.
Yeah, you have everything.
So, like, we even have, like...
You have
older...
streaming services that when you ask me if I've seen something, like, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you got Core Cop TV? Yeah.
Oh, I love that show, man, with Hee Haw. and the Hager twins. So like I even have like, so like in our older TVs that they're getting obsolete. Mm-hmm. I can now, I have a streaming box that just puts everything on there.
That's the most old man thing I've ever heard.
But I love it
the way
because
you described it too. The box puts it on the TV.
A streaming box does magic, so we'll give them a Netflix on the screen.
But I don't need to upgrade my TV because I got the box.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF.
Look at the FUBU, whatever it's called.
252-9263. Oh, really? You get LL Cool J on the front of your TV.
He's so funny.
What is the more economical thing to do right now? Because for a little while, it was to get all the streaming services.
Yeah.
Right?
They were cheap. They were fun.
But they ain't cheap no more.
And that's just it. The price started skyrocketing.
Sure.
Like every one of those services are probably close to $20.
Or more, depending on what you're looking for. And what sucks even harder, everything became more fragmented. Because like when streaming services first showed up, anything you could think of was on one of those streaming services. Now, you need all the streaming services to stay up to date on the most popular TV shows and all the big-time sporting events.
Yes.
And, like, right now, for example, you can't watch every NFL game this season without five different services. Hell, you can't watch the Bills game tomorrow night without Amazon Prime.
Right.
Has it gotten so expensive that going back to cable or satellite is the more economical, sensible thing to do?
I will say this. If you go into the store and work them out. No. My wife will go in there and work these people over.
Yeah.
And
but nobody
she gets
most
them,
people don't want to do that.
Right. But when she walks out the door, I'm like,
yeah.
Damn. You got them down.
You're saying like with just a little effort.
Yeah.
Get more out of it.
I also
But you got to do the legwork.
Yeah.
But like you said, nobody wants to do it.
Well,
you know why? Nobody wants to do legwork anymore.
Well, here's the thing, even without the legwork, cable has gotten so desperate that they are starting to offer free commercial versions of streaming services with their cable packages. For example, depending on what package you have on Spectrum, you can get Disney, Hulu, ESPN+, HBO Max, Peacock Premium, and Paramount Plus included.
Yeah, you get it all now.
Yeah, in your monthly subscription. I mean, is that a good deal?
Well, does that – I guess my question, because I, you know, growing up with the cable companies the way they are, I would be so skeptical, like, okay, they're included now, but what about like 2 years from now? Am I still going to have the same price? Or is it going to go up? Am I going to lose some of those? Like, I guess my – I would be skeptical about the future.
I understand that, and it's a valid concern.
Mm-hmm.
But I would argue, Kimmy, that these cable and satellite services understand the fight that they're in right now.
Oh, yeah.
You can't afford
to. It's very competitive.
Yeah, customers. Yeah.
So you walk in, they're going to bend over for you. What?
Nothing.
But I also don't want, I don't know. Like, I'm just thinking of, like, I'm guessing younger people, they don't want to go into a store. They don't want to have to get the box, hook it all up, call somebody if it's not working.
Sure.
Like, I think that the time saved is going to make people are going to be willing to spend a little bit more.
Who's got
for the
money?
Convenience.
Everybody's busted.
But you say a little bit,
Kimmy. Your generation ain't got no goddamn money.
Well,
you're all living at home. So you all need a deal. Best get down the Spectrum.
252-WCMF. I don't know if the best deal is at Spectrum. What I'm saying is it used to be cut and dry. But now with, again, the price of the streaming services and all of the services you need to have the stuff you want to watch.
But if they're going to offer them to you inside that thing for one price, it's not a bad deal.
But you're not getting all of them either.
Yeah,
Chances are you're still going to want Netflix or you're still going to want
I mean, it's
Prime,
not perfect, but you're just looking for a bottom line here.
I don't know. I think no matter how you look at it, no matter how you package it, you may get like a slightly cheaper deal, but I don't know how different it's going to be if you really are somebody that streams a lot and wants all those things and isn't willing to give anything up.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A new study shows that only 36% of Americans currently subscribe to either cable or satellite services. Even more alarming, only 8% of Americans subscribe to cable or satellite without any streaming service. Right now, 83% of Americans subscribe to at least one streaming service. The ass kicker here.
What is that?
It's kind of what you guys are arguing as we have this discussion. Mm. It is too much work to figure out what combination of streaming services and cable will give you the best deal. Because there are so many services now. And they all change so much every 6 months. Like, and even the services, Kimmy, even the streaming services.
Packages.
Yes, they've started to combine.
Yeah, I mean, we have Disney Plus. We never use Disney Plus. We don't have kids. There's really, I mean, no need for us to have Disney Plus. But because it comes with Hulu or ESPN Plus or whatever the combo is, we're just like, throw it in the package, whatever.
But, like, It's funny, they've gone backwards and reinvented cable.
Yeah, they had to.
No, but like we got, I mean, but it's also now around the same price that we were like, I'm not paying that. I'll go to streaming. Cable disappears. Guess what? We're back, bitch.
Yeah.
We played ourselves. Yeah. We played ourselves. Man.
There's no cheap option other than just simply not having it.
No, she's right.
Wait, like just not watching anything?
Yeah. Getting like one of those digital antennas and just getting
watch
the basic
me TV.
Channels.
I want to watch Mr. Ed Bonanza.
I will say
because like we have a TV in here that isn't hooked up to anything, right? Like I mean, we have the internet, but we don't have like any cable services, and we find stuff to watch.
Yeah,
on
we
it.
Do.
Yeah, I mean, we get free Baywatch every day.
Come on, who doesn't watch Baywatch nights?
We've watched every Baywatch.
You had to.
No, we have. It's getting very upsetting because we'll sit down after the show to watch our daily Baywatch, and we've seen that episode, and it really sucks. The ultimate cruelty to all this.
What is that?
Like the frustration. There are times you don't even realize you don't have a show or a game you want to watch until you turn it on and it's not there.
It's too late.
It happens all the time with sporting events. Like it'll even say that it's showing it, and then you go to click on it, it's like not available on this service.
Thank you. Like, okay, I pay for the MLB
Major League
package.
Baseball?
Well, okay, so I got it a month ago, and it was like $20 because the Jays are doing really well, and I wanted to watch the home stretch. And they were playing the Yankees.
So you get every baseball game, no matter?
Yep, it's awesome.
Oh.
So they don't have any
It's awesome to realize you're watching baseball.
Like the NFL does?
No, so that's just it. The other night, I go to sit down and watch Jays Yankees on my phone. We were running around, and you had to have the
Gotham Yankees,
app.
Red Sox, those teams. So it's they really own hard their to own watch those teams.
Streaming.
Yeah. Okay, because they're so big.
But I paid for this.
But you don't get the Yankees.
And it shows there, but the Yankees game won't come
up. Network.
Another example, we also pay for cable. Just this job, we have to be as plugged in as possible. Mm. So we have to pay for all the streaming services. I've got cable also.
Yeah.
I've got Spectrum. And the other day, I went to put on E because they had like an Office rerun that my kids like to watch. We don't get E anymore.
Oh.
Because you didn't buy the package.
I don't know what happened. We had E.
So we bought the big package. So we get everything. I'm telling you, if you go through it, you have to go. I'm not a millionaire either.
Mr. Millionaire cable streaming everything.
But you have to.
I got the streamer boxes.
But my wife went through all that stuff and figured out like, you want this, you don't want that. And then she just went down there and got it all done, and then we even put our phones on there. So our mobile plan is through them.
But that's just it, right?
And like, they bundled all that together.
I don't have the time to do that, nor do I have the patience to do
but
that.
But if you do, it works.
Well, to your point.
Yeah.
Dylan writes us, Duffy.
There was a ton of Dylans when I went in there.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I have that Spectrum package you're talking about. Includes all the apps, basically every app except for Netflix, about $110 a month plus $20 for internet, and you don't need a cable box. You can use the Spectrum TV. See, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Right? No.
Yeah. Because you get everything.
Hambone seems on the other side, though. He says,
what's the bone saying?
He says, Spectrum can suck it.
Okay.
People get so mad at these.
Well, everybody has hated the cable company since the cable company started, 50 years ago.
But, I mean, it's funny. Like, look, I get it. The frustration of the cable and the satellite companies, it's been ingrained in us. Because for a while, they were the only game in town, and they could do whatever they wanted.
Right.
So there was almost like this feeling of like, when the streaming services showed up, like,
yeah,
take that. I don't need you anymore. But
they're going to raise their prices.
Exactly. So I would argue, legitimately, the only way to keep all of this in check is for cable to survive.
Yeah.
Because when cable goes away,
the more options, the better.
Exactly. Yeah. All of a sudden, we're going to have digital streaming cable, and it's going to be $100 more than what we were spending before.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So go out of your way and support your local cable company.
Hug that guy when you see him driving around in his van.
Even if you hate him.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break.
Go ahead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair. Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.